Muskegon doing great things, thanks to the Lakeshore Chamber. We share their guests and their happenings on a monthly basis this first Friday of every month. Well, there would be a superintendent in the house. He's a big deal. Muskegon Area Intermediate School District Superintendent, Dr. John Severson. Dr. Severson, welcome back in a roundabout kind of way. You've had the microphone in front of you before because you've been an award winner on behalf of you and your team, and I welcome you back here in studio. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having us today. I always feel I have the whole county behind me, so thank you for having me here today.
That's great. Here we go. First of all, I want to know the Dr. John Severson. What's been your career journey?
Well, I've worked in a variety of settings, from very small schools to large schools, urban districts, and such. And in all those experiences, I've focused on creating environments where all students can be successful. And I have a clear passion for that, and I'm bringing that to the county I serve right now.
What is the role of the district superintendent?
Well, as an ISD superintendent, we provide services and leadership to the districts, and we do an incredible amount of professional development and support. We also help with finances, special education, career technical center work. There's a variety of areas that we give support to districts and help them push their kids forward, and that's our goal.
Well, here we are with our goal to catch us up on what is happening. You're very media savvy. We have the promise all over in front of us, so we want to make sure that's talked about. Exciting things going on in Muskegon County, so let's take apart what you need to share.
Well, Muskegon County is a very special place, and now more than ever, school leaders are partnering with community leaders, local business owners, and groups like Talent 2025. And Talent 2025 is a regional effort with over 100 CEOs working together. And we know that 53% of the jobs posted today require a certificate, associate's degree, or bachelor's degree. And in 10 years, that number is going to increase to about 64%. So we must work together to focus on college and careers so kids can have a plan when they graduate.
What have you done, Dr. Severson?
Well, it's so important to look at how we start kids, and we need to get every child ready for kindergarten. That is very, very clear in this work. And we have to have a lot of opportunities all the way through for kids to have experiences to explore a career in colleges. They have to have a plan by the time they graduate, and we believe we need to start really early with that, as early as fourth grade, having those discussions.
Nice. How have those outside of schools helped with that? Spend some time here.
Well, I'll give you one of my favorite examples is business leaders coming behind for the promise is one. But business leaders have also contributed thousands of dollars towards books for our most littlest children in our county. So we have a program called Read Early, Read Often, where we are working with families in some of our most vulnerable families and situations to provide more of our toddlers with books. And then we're also looking at how do we go out and do home visits that are more impactful and help parents move those kids so we're ready for that transition to kindergarten. And we have literacy coaches throughout our county working with first grade teachers so we can get every child being able to read by third grade.
You are part of West Michigan's Reading Now Network, right?
Yes, and the Reading Now Network encompasses over 20 West Michigan counties, and it's a collective effort focused on improving early literacy and ultimately student achievement across all levels. It is research-based, and it really focuses on those schools that have high poverty but have had great success. So as an example, we have a pilot school in Muskegon County, and we've had nearly double-digit reading scores increases in 1 year's time.
And West Michigan businesses playing that role in the success by, I understand, donating thousands of books to the school. John, what are you doing specifically to get kids ready then for college and careers?
Well, we are incredibly excited about this new direction that we're going. We recognize that research says that more pre-college and pre-career experiences our students have, the more successful they will be. We have just hired 3 new career specialists to focus on helping students access these kinds of experiences, such as attending job fairs or internships, one-on-one face-to-face with employers. And we're looking at how we enhance our dual enrollment opportunities and taking advanced placement classes. This year alone, our Career Technical Center, 94 students earned 433 credits at MCC and Ferris State University. And on top of that, we have an early college program as well, where since 2015, over 130 students have completed an early college program. And what that basically is they go one more year past high school as a fifth-year senior, and they earn an associate's degree.
Or overachievers, and again, preparing themselves for the future. Dr. John Severson with us, Muskegon Area Intermediate School District Superintendent, our spotlight on the Muskegon area every month. Watch Muskegon go. When it comes to college, we have heard that the Muskegon area has a, well, I'm going to use the word, promise for their parents. So let's dig into this.
Well, the Muskegon Area Promise is truly a game changer. It offers 2 years of college to Muskegon Community College or Baker College. The qualifications are you have to live within our ISD boundaries, you have to have a 3.5 GPA, and you have to graduate from one of our participating high schools, which means, in essence, all schools are in our county. So it's truly a game changer. Last year, we had over 400 students qualify, and 200 of those students accepted the promise. This was a savings to parents of $750,000 in 1 year alone. But one of the best stories I have is to really help our listeners understand that just because a student has a 3.5 or even a 4.0 doesn't necessarily mean they have a free ride to college. And we have had students that this has been a game changer for their lives and their families. And we could not have done this without the support of our businesses who actively participated in the fundraising for that promise.
So Muskegon Area Promise Scholars have two local colleges then from which to choose here?
Yes, we are very, very fortunate to have these two colleges within our boundaries. Both have been recognized nationally for their number of core programs. Mm-hmm. Muskegon Community College this year was ranked the number one community college in Michigan, and Baker has a number of amazing programs, including a Culinary Institute program where students have won high-quality chef competitions. Mm-hmm. And so we have these two choices within. But if I could be very clear, is all of these things, working with careers, dual enrollment, and these experiences for our children, it takes a lot of people working together and collaborating. And I think what's very unique about our county is we're very much positioned for that transformation. Mm-hmm. We have a chamber that's behind us, a foundation, United Way, Rotary, Health West, mm-hmm. a Department of Human Services, Boys and Girls Clubs, multiple businesses and many others that really believe in our kids and want to help all of those children be successful. So I'm very excited of how our career specialists have helped us align the future of our county for our kids.
I always like to ask how the community can help.
Well, they're helping right now, and they're going to continue to help. I think once we get our career specialists working in the field, we're going to ask our businesses more than ever to come to the table to work with us on job fairs and providing this job shadowing, because we believe if we can spark kids at a young age in their interest and we can help people and students dream big about their future, like the promise, we can transform a community and we can transform a county. And that's what we intend to do in partnership with all of those different groups.
Yeah, again, I like your branding here. Here's inching my way to the promise. Looks like a nice ruler here. Dream big, that promise.
And, yes, all of these things are displayed in front of you are part of our strategic plan. And from kindergarten to high school, we have a number of touch points with parents and students referencing about the promise. So we're highly focused on educating all students about the promise in our community, all the way from kindergarten through 12th grade.
Nice. All right, Dr. John Severson, how do we continue the conversation with you? Website, best way to chat?
Well, you can go to our Muskegon Area ISD website. There's great information on that site. And Watch Us Go, of course, is right behind us, leading the way. And we're just very excited about all of the things that are happening. And we believe we're going to make a significant difference with these initiatives and with everybody working together for the betterment of our kids.
Thanks to you and your team, Muskegon Area Intermediate School District Superintendent Dr. John Severson. Thank you. Thanks to the campaign and to Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce for our hookup and the message. Take care.